Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podmas. We're still going.
Welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Do I sound like you yet? Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podmas.
I say with utter exhaustion in my voice.
Welcome back, everybody, to Podmas.
Dude, I am enjoying this, but it is a lot. Do you find it's a lot?
No, but I'm also not podcasting for my job.
True. The human voice is getting to be grating on me.
I think a little bit. I love this. Like, I think it's fun, but like, I understand how it would be exhausting.
It
for
is
you.
A weird thing because it's like I'm constantly listening to things.
Constantly like this. Like just with your face in front of a mic all the time.
There's just constant input and output and not much. Just like, you know how people just have jobs sometimes where they do menial things and they're not really like putting too much energy. Like sometimes I crave those types of jobs because I'm just like, it's less mentally exhausting, but not as creatively fulfilling.
I crave those types of jobs too. Working customer service is very much like you're giving and giving and giving and giving.
And then taking too, because you're taking shit from people.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but you're giving your energy to the people who are taking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Does that make any sense?
No, it does.
Okay, cool.
So I hope you guys are liking this Podmas because, you know.
It's a lot, pal.
This is day 12. Oh. We're getting there. I'm going to say like essentially the halfway point.
Oh, wait, what's that song? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, we're living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it.
Copyright
took it too far.
So this is the Sunday Podmas, and we are doing rants and recs, recommendations and rants. Should we start positive or start negative? Let's start. We should get the negative out and end on the positive, right? All right. So I'll start with a rant, which is, we talked about buses in the Friday episode. Bus drivers who fuck up and then blame you for their fuck up.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
So I've had a couple times recently where buses just speed by me and do not stop at the stop. And this one bus driver went, it was a woman, hate to say it. To say it was a woman.
That bitch.
That's why you don't wear a dark jacket. Number one, my jacket was a medium gray. It was not black.
Yeah. And was this like during the day or was this at night?
It was at night, but that is still no excuse to miss a stop. You know what I would have rathered? And you know what would have... I could have walked away from that experience and gone, it's going to be okay. If I had just heard, so sorry I missed you.
Or just like nothing.
Sorry
at
about
all.
That. No. Say sorry. You sped by my stop and now I have to walk up a bunch to get like a
yeah.
Just say sorry about that. Take That's accountability, it. Baby. That's all I want.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard being blamed for other people's fucked ups, like in general, I think.
I know bus drivers must have it bad. But
still.
Again, like baseline said, description.
Yeah.
Stop for people who are waiting for you.
That's literally just your job. The bare minimum of your job is just to stop.
It seems to be happening more lately. And do you want to know what? I don't blame them. Because I could see myself, if I had to be a bus driver, I could see myself zoning out and missing stops sometimes. The other thing is lately I've been pulling the thingy to get off and they've been missing my stop.
Yeah. I feel like they're just, everyone's in a hurry to get nowhere these days too. And like Metro Transit's really bad for it. They're like, oh, I'm just going to drive really fast and drive all by these stops there.
I'm all about fast driving, but stop at the stops.
But not when you're a bus. Settle down.
I love fast driving on the bus because it's getting me to where I need to go quicker.
Until it misses your stop. And you're like, hello.
My favorite thing is a angry male bus driver because they are heavy on the pedal.
But then they don't stop. They miss your stop.
The times that it's happened to me, they haven't. They will stop abruptly, and that's kind of annoying. But no, the times that I just don't like an unself-aware person. Like, if you speed by a stop, apologize for doing that. You fucked up.
Yep.
You fucked up. All right?
It's okay that you fucked up. Just say sorry and move on, buddy.
And my other rant, and so this is in regards to the way people are, I guess, on social media with unsolicited opinions and advice, and specifically on medication for mental illness. So I've been diagnosed with ADHD and anxiety, and I am on officially day 7 of meds, but you know, I was posting about it and I was being very open about it. And I will continue to be that way, but I can't tell you how discouraging it is to hear from people just messaging me to tell me that it didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a way around this, because I've seen it from both sides, because actually Adrian was on the meds that I'm on now. They didn't work for her, but she said, oh yeah, I was on that once. It did this to me, so I went on something else, but I really hope it works out for you.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Love that.
But I just feel like there's a lot of, because someone's being open with you online, you are taking it as an invitation to, I don't know, just
give.
I don't know.
Also,
it's strange.
Like you say, everyone's different. Everyone's brain works differently. You never know what's going to work for somebody. That's why they give you trial runs.
And that's another thing too. Like, I would say, if you've been there and it didn't work out for you, and you know that there's like that transition period, which can be weeks, give that person some time before you chime in. Maybe,
or just like don't, like, I can understand wanting to give somebody like a hit. And this isn't like we're out here doing street drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
This is prescribed medication. If you're not a doctor, you probably shouldn't be giving people advice.
Exactly.
Because like, it's different if you're like, oh, I'm going to take some ecstasy tonight, and someone's like, oh, probably don't want to do that because that's going to fuck you up.
Well, the other thing was like, people just jumped to conclusions of like, you're on an antidepressant for ADHD. What the fuck? And I go, no. There was a reason why I was put on this.
Yeah.
So like, don't jump to conclusions. I went through a 2-hour assessment. And I have been finding it actually has been improving my mood. It hasn't helped me with focus yet.
But you're still very new to it.
I find that my mood is a little more chill and not as reactive.
That's good.
So that's a good thing. And that's only a weekend. So who knows?
Do you find that people that give you unsolicited advice, do you find that like they haven't been through stuff like that before? Like an assessment that was like self-diagnosed and like...
Maybe not. Maybe they've been through the ringer with medication and they're mad about, you know, their wasted time on it and they want to rant. Maybe it is just I want to rant about, or I want to connect with you on this issue that we both have. It could be
that. Still, this is not the place.
But I just feel like there's a way around it. Like, it would just be like if someone posted like a picture of them breastfeeding, like, you probably shouldn't message that person and go, you're doing it wrong, you know, like, or
there's only one way to breastfeed.
Like, I don't know. I just think people need to have a little more pause, and especially people that know how long this has been a thing for me and how much it means to me that I'm medicated now.
Yeah.
And also assuming that I don't know. And this is one of the main problems of my life. And I don't think it's ever going to go away, to be honest. I think that I'm in it for the long haul of people thinking I'm dumb. Because, like, people will constantly reconfirm things with me. Like, you know, side effects are normal, but it takes a while. You know, so just hang in there. And I go, I appreciate your concern, but please know, I know.
The doctor
has been over it with me. I'm aware that it takes time. I'm being patient. I'm just being open about my journey with it.
Also, if they knew you, they'd know that you're not a dumb, an impulsive person. You know?
Yeah, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah, because you're the type of person, you just, like, research everything like crazy. And, like, you wouldn't do anything if you weren't sure of it, if that makes any sense.
I hope so. I hope that's the hope. The hope is that people would know the real me, but it's just not. And Scott and I talked about this in the latest episode of like perception and how people perceive you versus like what you're showing them. And it's just frustrating when that isn't aligned.
Yeah.
So just think twice how you talk to people about, I guess, meds that they're on or whatever. I'm open about saying what it is and like talking about the side effects and all of that. But again, I don't want to be discouraged from this process.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because I want to be patient and I just want the medication to do its
And you want your own experience with it.
Yes.
You don't want to like...
Because as soon as you put ideas into my head of, oh, it did this to you, now I'm expecting that for me.
Exactly. And that 90% probably will happen if you're expecting it, you know?
So just be careful, you know? That's my other
rant. Be mindful of the words you're using.
Okay. So that's off my chest. Let's switch over to you. So we have two recommendations as well. So what is your recommendation to people?
My recommendation is take yourself out on more dates with yourself.
Love that.
And spend more time with yourself, like alone.
So it's funny when Sarah mentioned this before we hit record, I go, have you done that recently? And you said, no. Maybe that's a sign that you need to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I just like to take myself out on coffee dates and like hang out by myself.
Have you ever had dinner alone at a restaurant?
No.
That's an empowering experience.
Is it?
Yes.
I kind of want to try that sometime because there are a lot of restaurants that I want to go to and everyone's like, I don't really want to go. And I'm like, well, okay. I think about going.
Step one, but... ask Sarah. Ask me. I'll go with you.
Oh, yay.
But if you're not free or if you can't find someone, definitely go. Because the thing about taking yourself out on dates is like, yeah, do the things you want to do and don't rely on other people to do them. It might be a different experience. Going alone, I like to take joke books with me wherever I go.
I do that,
so that
too.
I can like write while I'm out.
I like going take myself out for coffee because I know that like I can just leave.
Yeah, it's no pressure situation.
Yeah, I have a hard time sitting through dinner with friends. I don't think I'd
really
do that by myself. Yeah, and like I like the company and stuff like that. I just like, I don't know, restaurants make me kind of anxious.
Oh, that's fair. The social anxiety. Yeah, I do regular solo brunches.
Brunch should be good. Brunches during the day and like...
Unless you're free or another brunch person is free, I always take myself out to brunch. Because I go, I like brunch. I look forward to it every weekend. I'm going to go sit at Armview and eat it and bring my joke book. And I try to go at non-busy times because I do feel bad taking up seats for groups.
Just join a group. It's fine. Hey, am I taking up
not
your space?
Not in COVID times.
Fuck. Just kidding. Don't do that. We're in a panini. But like outside of COVID.
But also
times.
The intent of doing that is to be alone and spend time with yourself. So I shouldn't be doing that. You know?
That's true.
You know? So anyways, you should take yourself out on a like a non-coffee date with yourself.
Yeah. I'll do maybe. Someday.
You should.
But this girl I used to work with at Target, her name was Lee. She gave me some really good advice. Like she went traveling by herself. And I was like, weren't you scared to be by yourself? She was like, why would I be scared to be with myself? And she's like, the minute that I got comfortable spending time with myself was when my life really changed. That's when I truly started like seeing myself be happier.
Yeah, it's a real fucking thing. I used to really reject it, and I'll admit, like, I was very much so forced into it. It wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think that it's another level of happiness that is just very it's cheesy to say, but like profound.
Yeah, it is.
Because really, I hate quoting Sex and the City, but the relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you're going to have.
It is, though.
It's true. I mock it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Carrie's right.
Fucking Carrie.
My recommendation, and this is going off of my rant, is to take small steps towards getting help for your mental illness. And I say small steps because I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
To like get there, because mental illness, having mental illness makes you just not good at getting help. You know, like, it instantly puts you back. So I always say, like, just take a small step, so a small thing that gets you a little closer to what you want. In my case, that was getting a diagnosis and getting medication. That was my goal. And it involves patience and discipline and constantly reminding yourself that you deserve that to do it. But just try to do it.
That's the bottom line. You deserve to get help.
You deserve to get help.
You deserve the help.
But also, please don't beat yourself up that you haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was my thing. Like, I was just like, there's a level of embarrassment about, like, having it taken me so long. Like,
yeah.
But then I go, whatever. Like, I only have what's left of my life. And so.
Exactly.
I want to try to make that better for myself. And I think anyone listening should do that as well. And whatever that is for you, whether it's depression, anxiety, whether you think you have ADHD, or but like maybe you don't know.
A mood disorder of some sort.
Mood disorder. Anything. If your doctor is just not giving you, I'm looking at Sarah here, what you need.
Push for it.
Push for it. Try to get second opinions. Go elsewhere if you have to. Small steps.
Yep. Because the steps are there. There's lots of resources now, too. Especially since the pandemic, they have a lot more resources for mental health than they did before.
Yeah.
Because, like, I found, besides my family doctor, like, getting resources outside of that was hard.
Very hard. Even just ADHD alone, the whole process of the assessment and then, how, like, the steps. People ask me all the time, what the fuck did you do? And I have a copy and paste. Like, I have it in my notes section to send to anyone who wants to know the process that I took. I'll gladly share that with you.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And yeah, we do have a family doctor issue here in Halifax. So that's really challenging. But please remember, walk-in doctors can help you. The online doctor services like Maple and I think you got to pay. But like, I mean, come on. I paid when I got my referral for the assessment, I paid $50 to see that doctor quick and fast. Because I knew I just had to do it, because otherwise I wasn't going to do it. Because we were in a lockdown at the time, and going to a walk-in clinic was tough. I didn't have the contact info for my family doctor. I was just like, fuck it. I'm paying the $50. I'm doing it. So, you know, small steps.
Small steps.
Take them.
Small steps towards
being happy. Slightly mentally happier, hopefully.
There you go.
But it's a journey, and it might not happen right away, so you give it time.
You gotta, like, you know, get with it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's a great Paris Hilton.
Thank you.
Do that again.
That's hot. Being mentally stable is hot.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
But that wraps it up, I think. Unless you do you have any other recommendations or rants?
I think that was it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me too. So enjoy.
Hopefully you already did.
Hopefully you already did. Hopefully you're gonna be a little bit more mentally stable after this.
Hopefully.
So thank you guys for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. Hear you. You'll hear us tomorrow, and you'll hear us tomorrow on another episode of Podmas. Thanks so much.
See you next time.